You are listening to Ron Van Dam, the party boy of podcasting.
I can talk about various topics, and people will literally fall asleep.
Well, no one said it was going to be a good party, but you're here. So put on the damn hat, get yourself a drink, let's get started. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show, in which my name is engraved into the title. This is the Friday weekend edition of the show. This covers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but not Monday. So Monday I'm going to have to do another show, as I do the show every weekday. That's about the whole deal. I'm starting to get junk mail. Well, I've always gotten junk mail, but I'm starting to get mail about traveling and going on cruises and things to Europe and to the Middle East and to parts of Asia. And I feel like returning the junk mail and saying, do you realize that there's a pandemic in the other part of the world? I'm not going to get on a boat to Japan. Thank you for asking, but not right now. God. I am not traveling to Asia. I'm not going to the Middle East. Things seem a little tenuous over there. I don't like to travel during a questionable period of time. I even second-guess taking the garbage out to the curb. But to each his own. I was watching a video yesterday, somewhere, I don't even know where I was, people were hot air ballooning, and I can't figure that out at all. Why would someone get in a wicker basket from Pier 1 and actually fill up a balloon with hot air and float through the sky into a low tree line and into power lines? I don't understand how that's a mode of transportation. It's like, hey, you want to go out to dinner tonight and then we'll go to the movies?
That sounds wonderful.
All right, I'll fire up the hot air balloon and we'll go downtown. I don't understand the hot air balloon fascination. But it's done. The balloons are... I don't know. Traveling in a balloon. It sounds like something a clown would do. Balloon. Balloons are so funny, aren't they? They're odd. When it's somebody's birthday or a graduation or an anniversary, we go out and we get a balloon. It's just, what is that? How is that anything? Oh my God, I'm going to cry. I've got my name on a balloon. It's just weird. Some of the stupidest looking balloons. When a store opens, or when they're trying to advertise a special at some type of a store, like a tire sale at Midas Muffler or something, that they'll have this. This thing, they fill it with hot air. It's a big, skinny person balloon. It's about 10 feet tall, and it flops around like it's got some type of a horrible disorder. And it's, I don't know what you call those things, but they're disgusting. They're big, big, floppy, tall, skinny, human-like balloons, and they're just flailing all over the place. It is not, marketing-wise, it just looks stupid. It's just, yes, we're a serious company, and in front of our place, we have a hot balloon air skinny man flopping all over the place. Come on in and buy stuff. Ugh, does not look professional. Just get a sign made and stop with the floppy balloons. Wow. I live in Massachusetts. Just south of me is a state called Rhode Island. It's not a big one, but yet it is a state. Rhode Island and Delaware, not too many people in them. And then you have these gigantic states like Montana and Utah. Well, Utah, you know, that's where the Mormons are, but like Montana. How many people live there? Six? Six people in a gigantic... I mean, something's wrong. Something's wrong. What's wrong with Montana? Why aren't more people living there? I'm going to go to the big city. Where are you going? Butte. I'm going to Butte. Butte, Montana. Come on. Oh, man. Yeah, so anyway, so Rhode Island is just south of me statewise. It is the state of attorneys. There are more attorneys living in Rhode Island. Why? I don't know. Than any other state in the country. I don't know if that's a fact, but it sure seems like it. So when you turn on the TV and you watch any channel coming out of Rhode Island, they are littered with these stupid attorney commercials. One of the most important commercials ever should be an attorney where you're being sued or you need to sue somebody. You've been wronged. You've been actually financially, morally hurt. It's the world is coming down on you. These legal situations come up and you need an attorney. So you need somebody or an attorney group that is very serious and will get the job done. But all of their commercials are just stupid. There's one attorney named Rob Levine, and he does the stupidest, moronic commercials you've ever seen in your life, thinking, I guess, that he's a funny man. But you're supposed to be my attorney. They have this cheap little shot of two unidentified flying objects, two UFOs, flying saucers, crashing into each other. And then there's a shot of Rob Levine on the phone saying, what? There's been an accident in space? I'm on my way at the law offices of attorney Rob Levine. We take care of accidents anywhere. Slip and falls, fall and slip, sip and fall, slip and stop to falls. We take care of all of those. Rob, if I really need an attorney, would I hire a moronic schmuck like you? Why don't you be a little more professional and I might consider you? They don't understand. Yeah, I know who he is. I'm repeating his name. I probably have his phone number embedded in my head because of a stupid little jingle. But will I call him if I'm in trouble? No, he will be the last person that I call. Lord, unbelievable. People market things all wrong. They really do. What's up with these insurance companies, these home and auto insurance companies? They have to do comedy commercials. Let me tell you something. If I were in an accident, that would be a serious situation. I want a professional, quick responding, no holds barred insurance company that is efficient, listens to me, and handles my claim immediately without any crap. Yet their television commercials are all full of crap. They're comedy commercials. You're insulting my intelligence. Do you remember, I've talked about this before on the show, Do you remember banks? Do you remember banks? Where that's a place where you keep your money. Do you remember those things? When I was growing up, banks were everybody wore suits, three-piece suits, you know, with the vest and everything, and the women were impeccably dressed because that was in a professional outfit. They are handling my money, whether it be $10, $10,000, or whatever. They are a professional outfit. I'm not putting my money somewhere where there's a bunch of bozos walking around with some type of hot air balloon person flailing in front of the bank. No, that is as professional as it should be. Don't fuck around with my money. Give me professional, real, good, solid people. They're handling my money. And then all of a sudden came Casual Friday. Casual Friday. And I would walk into my bank, and all of a sudden, everybody in the bank is dressed like they're about to have a barbecue in the middle of the lobby. And in a couple of banks, they actually did have a barbecue outside in order to get customers into the bank. But they started not dressing up anymore. And I thought, well, okay, what's going on now? I need you to dress up because this is important. You've got my money. And then came the point where they weren't dressing up much at all any day of the week. I took my money out of the bank and went to a bank where they still dressed up. Because that's important to me. And now with the pandemic going away, hopefully forever, people aren't dressing up much anymore. Because they got used to sitting at home in their underpants. Or panties, depending on your sexual persuasion. People don't dress up anymore because there's no place to go. Why dress up? Let me look as sloppy as I possibly can because that's how I'm comfortable. Ooh, did anybody ever tell you there's other people on the planet? I don't care. I don't care what I look like. I'm going to dress as sloppy as possible. How are you? All right, ladies, and why are you wearing makeup? Well, I don't know. Yeah, you want to dress as sloppy as possible, but yet you'll put on makeup and high heels as you're dressing sloppy. Are you kidding me? Wearing your pajama pants to Walmart with high heels? I mean, are you serious? I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to society. We don't care about each other anymore. I was watching Leave It to Beaver. It's a television show, millennials, before you were born. This is the other extreme. Ward, who is the father, I know his name is Ward, I can't explain it either. Ward is taking Wally and the Beaver, those are his kids, to the ball game. It's not a professional ball game, it's a minor league game, I suppose, but they're going to the ball game. And Ward is at the bottom of the staircase in the home saying, Wally, Beaver, we're going to the professional ball game. Are you dressed? Coming, Dad. And they're walking down the stairs, and they have suits on, jackets and ties. They're going to a baseball game. And that's a little absurd, I must say. But I think in those days, which was back in the late 50s, people actually dressed up to go out in public, no matter where it was, even a ball game. A little much, perhaps, in my estimation, but at the same time, what was going on here was people were respecting each other and looking as good as they could because it was something to do. Now that we don't dress up much anymore, unless it's an extreme occasion like a wedding or a funeral, other than that, we just don't dress up. And or unless you're going clubbing. Remember clubbing? Yeah. They do a lot of this in Miami and Vegas. You're going out clubbing. You want to look as attractive as possible and as sexually appealing as possible. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Look at me. I'm dressed incredibly sexually, but don't touch me. Don't. No. No. I'm making you look at me And when you look at me, I will say to you, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? Hey, my eyes are up here. What are you looking at? Well, you've exposed your chest completely, and your dress is going up actually above your crotch level. So that's where I'm looking. I assume that's what you wanted me to do.
No, my eyes are up here. Look, here's my eyes. What are you looking at?
What you're displaying is what I'm looking at. It's what you have on display. Excuse me? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense because human beings make no sense. They don't. They don't think of anything. They don't think things through. It's all in the moment. Yeah, they say live in the moment. Live in the moment. Get in a hot air balloon and just float into the power lines. Just do it in the moment. Yeah, the balloon, it rips and you go plummeting to the ground. Whatever. Don't think about that. Just get in the hot air balloon and your wicker basket and just go. Just go. Now, you gotta chart things out sometimes. People just don't do that anymore. Just don't do it anymore. My guest is coming up rather shortly. Not that the guest is short by any sense of the matter. I don't know how old or how tall the guest is. I have no idea. This gentleman is actually an Olympian. I've talked about this on the show a while ago. Olympians, I talked about marathon runners. I don't understand them, how they spend their entire life practicing to run and nothing's really chasing them whatsoever. So there's no point to running. Olympians, interesting. This particular Olympian is a champion kayaker. An impressive man. But he kayaks, and I was in a kayak once in my life, and my immediate response once I got into the kayak was, "What am I doing in this kayak?" I don't know. It was some type of a kayak ride, and we were going through the rapids, and rapids they are. It's a stream that is rapidly flowing toward gigantic boulders and rocks in the middle of the stream. And I was in a kayak, and this is like hot air ballooning on the water. In the moment, looks like a lot of fun once the kayak is headed towards a large jagged boulder sticking up from the middle of the stream and you're traveling at about 80 miles an hour. All of a sudden, your response is, "Oh shit, I'm in trouble. This is no longer fun. It's exhilarating. It has kicked up my adrenaline. I've peed in my pants. But other than that, perhaps this wasn't the greatest idea in the world." So that's, you know. All right. My guest is going to join us momentarily. And when we come back, he will be here. He's going to be right here. So, but first, a little commercial break for you, okay? Huh?
Ain't always easy these days to know what to give your kids for snacks. Sugary this, high fructosey that. Heck, even the stuff they call natural ain't always natural. But there's one snack when your kids ask for it, you know exactly what you're giving them.
I want Piggy Parts! I want Piggy Parts!
Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Parts are 100% all-natural salt-preserved pig parts. What parts, you ask? Well, some folks would call them scraps or ears or hoofs, but kids just call them delicious. And with their stiff, leathery texture, one Professor Parker's preserved piggy part will last a kid all afternoon. That's what we call value. So stock up now for school. You'll find them at the end of the pet food aisle in original barbecue or vinegar, garlic, teriyaki, onion, habanero, pineapple flavor. Give them a try and you'll see why kids say,
"That's some good piggies."
Professor Parker's preserved piggy parts.
Well, Eric Jackson is a world champion and Olympic kayaker. And very quickly, before we get started, how did kayaking become your thing?
When my dad moved the family up to Merrimack, New Hampshire, specifically because we wanted to get around whitewater and skiing and be in the mountains, we were moving up from Florida. And we just got to New Hampshire, and we had a whitewater canoe, and we went to a river and saw a bunch of people in kayaks, and
that was it,
we're like, man, that looks cool. And there were two clubs, the Appalachian Mountain Club, and we pulled up to the river, and they're like, do you have your rating card? We're like, no. We're like, oh, you can't go kayaking with us. And then we saw the Merrimack Valley Paddlers, and they said, hey, you guys want to go kayaking with us? We're like, we don't have our rating card. Ah, don't worry about that. Let's go. And we're like, sweet.
That'd be funny if you went back to them and said, hey, I got my rating card and then some.
Yeah, the I've got a song about the Appalachian Mountain Club that I wrote. It's based on Life's Been Good by Joe Walsh. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's a great song.
We won't.
Yeah.
Sing it,
yeah, well, you don't have to sing it. Okay, so we're going to talk about hearing loss, and interestingly enough, one would say, well, Eric, what does that have to do with you?
Well, it doesn't have a whole lot to do with me personality-wise, other than it's just something that I deal with. I've had scarlet fever when I was two, so I've got what they call severe hearing loss, and it actually really did form my personality quite a bit, in that I can't, if I'm not looking at your face, if I'm just listening on a phone, I have no clue what you're saying without hearing aids, and I didn't have hearing aids growing up. So, hearing loss, basically what it did do is it made it so I would always look somebody in the, they thought I was looking them in the eye, but I was looking them in the mouth to learn to read lips.
Gotcha.
And yeah, people think of me as being aloof, meaning like I never seem to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just because I don't know what they're talking about. But today, things have changed because technology has finally caught up, and hearing aids have been a game changer for me now.
We don't talk about hearing loss too much on these programs, but it's prevalent. How prevalent is hearing loss?
I mean, the stats that I read is there's like 30 million people in the U.S. alone that that's suffer from hearing loss that aren't treated. Yeah. And so that's pretty prevalent. And I'm sure everybody listening knows somebody that just doesn't seem to hear quite right. And, and it's really, it's more annoying to the people around them because those people know what they're missing, where the person that has hearing loss doesn't realize what they're missing and how it affects their relationship.
Yeah. Most people think it's a thing of old age, but it's not necessarily at all. So what do we do about it? I mean, how do you deal with that?
Well, yeah, it covers all ages. Obviously, getting old can contribute to hearing loss, and a lot of people do lose their hearing when they get old, but that can start, you know, just like eyesight, you know, age 43 seems to be the age that people start needing reading glasses, for example. The first thing, I guess the important thing is to know that if you have any hearing loss, where it really suffers is in your relationships. People are just, you know, if you're married, if you're a man, and you're married, your wife starts to get a little bit grumpy because you're always missing what she says, and that type of thing, and your kids. And you start realizing that people around you are having a fun conversation, and you don't really know what they're talking about. But if that stuff's going on at all, the simple solution is to figure out if you've got hearing loss, and you can actually do that from your home pretty easily. Like get a good indicator. You can go to resound.com. That's resound.com, and they have a screening test, just a little test. You answer some questions. And if that test suggests you've got hearing loss, the chances are you've got hearing loss. And then from there, schedule an appointment with an audiologist, and there's plenty locally. It's super painless. You go in, do a quick hearing test, and they'll tell you exactly where you're at with it. And they can also help you experience what it would be like if you had hearing aids and were hearing normally. And that's what really perks people up. All of a sudden, it's like, wait, that's what it's supposed to sound like.
Yeah.
And that's the first moment that most people all of a sudden realize that, man, I got to get myself some hearing aids.
Yeah. I liken this to eyesight, which you brought up. where there's a huge segment of the population that wears glasses because they can see better. And when they do have the glasses, especially when they get their first prescription, they go, whoa, this is like totally different. This is amazing. It's the same with hearing. And the difference is that hearing technology, as I see it, is incredible. You can put implements in your ear that nobody could ever see or know that you have one in there. I remember just 10 years ago, I would see the big things under the earlobe, and sometimes they would have ear-piercing sounds. Now it's like you can't tell, which is even more invisible than glasses, which I guess contacts would be the same. So, I mean, yeah, so why not? Yeah.
Technology is definitely, like, I've worn hearing aids since the early 80s, and in a nutshell, I would not wear my hearing aids in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. I had them, but just didn't like wearing them. They were really a terrible experience. Right. I thought it started as analog, and then they got digital, but even the digital ones were, the technology just wasn't up to snuff. Just in the last couple of years, though, technology's finally got to the place where, for the first time in my life, I literally will go to bed and then be like, holy crap, I'm still wearing my hearing aids. Yeah. Like, I forget I have them on.
Yeah.
My analogy is I'm like the $6 million man now, where I don't know if people remember that show. No, he had a really bionic eye.
Depends on how old you are. Well, you don't sound that old, Eric, but still, okay, go on.
Yeah, I'm 57, so
Whoa. Holy crap. You sound like you're 25.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Wow, that sounds great. Yeah, you're definitely with it. Well, that's a great example. There you go. So, where do we go again to get this test to see how easy this can be?
Yeah, go just get on your browser and type in Resound, R-E-S-O-U-N-D, like resound.com, and they've got a little screening test on there, and you can, it takes you like less than 10 minutes, I'm doing 5 minutes probably, and it's just to answer some questions, and you will likely, you'll know whether you've got a good chance you've got hearing loss or not, and if it suggests that you do, then from there, hit up an audiologist, and you'll know for sure, and you'll know just what it looks like.
Right.
And when you know how much loss you have, they'll let you know what you're missing. And for me, if I had zero hearing loss, I'd want to wear the hearing aids I have in right now, just because they connect to my phone.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like,
wow.
They are like the most awesome. That's how I listen to music.
Wow.
How I talk on the phone. If I want to crank the volume, like when I'm sitting here, I've got an app here. I don't even need to use app. I just like tap the back of my hearing aid. I can crank the volume and hear things that a normal hearing person can't hear,
ooh,
which is pretty sweet. I feel bad for people with no hearing loss, you know.
Well, you could wear one even if you don't need it and pick up conversations other people are having. Although, you know what? I don't want to hear other people's conversations so much. They seem to be very drama-oriented. But that's a whole other subject.
Another subject.
It is. If people wanted to follow you, Eric, I know I'm not supposed to ask necessarily, but if people wanted to follow you and what you're doing, how would they do that?
You can find me. I'm probably most active on Facebook and Instagram. My Facebook is eric.ej.jackson. Or if you just Google Eric Jackson Kayak, you'll find me. My Instagram is Eric Jackson Kayak. So the
great.
I put up. I'm a pro bass fisherman as well as I'm on the U.S. kayak team. I'm heading to Europe on Wednesday to race the World Cup for stream slalom.
Cool.
Keep up with what's going on. I just taught my third child to do the Eskimo roll. He's much younger than my other kids. He's 12, and he just finally decided he's ready to be a whitewater kayaker. And he did his first whitewater roll yesterday. I'm pretty excited about that.
Like father, like son. Hey, thanks for being an inspiration to people who need some type of aid in that situation, and that's what you're doing here, so we're proud of you for doing that. Pleasure speaking to you, Eric. You take care of yourself.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Ron, and keep up the good work.
Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new show. Until that time occurs, and it will most likely, I wish you peace.